Vectis Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
But joining us in the studio is Claydon Connor. Good afternoon, Claydon.
Good afternoon.
You're well known as a musician to start with, on the Isle of Wight anyway.
Apparently so.
Yes, you are. Well, so I said, Claydon, oh yeah, I know. But you are the person that runs Strings.
Yes, yeah.
Now, in case you don't know, Strings is a bar venue, or venue bar, whichever you
want. Live music venue and bar, yeah.
I was going to say Central Newport. It can't be much more central. It's right by the bus station.
It's pretty central.
But it wasn't always called Strings, was it?
No, it's been various things over the years. I think in the 80s it was called 2Bs, which many people may remember. Mm. Senators or Club K or formerly The Studio. So, yeah, a few things over the years.
But it's been Strings for a few years now.
Yeah, we opened in 2017, so what's that, about 5 years?
Something like that, yes. And you host a variety of stuff.
All sorts, yeah. Everything from, kind of few names or top tribute bands, touring, up-and-coming emerging artists, anything really.
So is it just music, or do you have plays there? Or?
It's predominantly live music. Yeah. As we say, kind of musicians ourselves, so we always wanted to open a live music venue.
Yeah.
But it's predominantly live music, but we do comedy nights. Yeah, we've had some theatre stuff before.
Yeah.
Or kind of, it's various DJ nights.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all kind of music related.
So I'm just trying to picture, it's a long time since I've been in there, and it's probably changed a bit since I was in there.
I would think so, yeah.
But there's a stage at one end and a nice big floor, and you can...
So you walk in, the bar's on one side and the stage is on the other side. It's a really nice, sort of well laid out venue. It's got a really nice upstairs mezzanine, which overlooks the stage.
Oh.
So kind of similar to maybe like the Brook in Southampton.
Oh, okay.
Kind of layout.
Mm. The upstairs mezzanine, I didn't even know that. It's such a long time ago since I went in there. And it is available for hire as well. We'll get on to why I'm asking you that in a minute.
We do private parties and weddings.
You do weddings?
Yeah. I mean, we kind of... I think a lot of people now maybe don't necessarily want the traditional kind of wedding. So
no.
Maybe they get married... the registry office or something, and then they just want a party.
So
they come in and they can have a band on the stage, which is perfect, and just have a good bash really. So we do a lot of private parties.
So how many does it hold?
It's 300 capacity.
So that's standing?
Yes.
But if seated, what, about half that, something like that?
Yeah, we can seat probably 150 with some extras standing. So.
Okay.
So if you're doing a wedding, can you supply the food, or do you have to get a caterer in?
So we're not licensed to prep food on site. So anybody having a wedding or a function can hire in private catering.
Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
But you've got a licensed bar, so it's not a problem at all.
Yeah, we just serve drinks.
Okay, that's excellent.
Interesting.
And it's all upstairs, isn't it, your venue?
It is an upstairs venue.
I know where the door is, I know where the fire escape is, but I can't remember much else about it.
No, you can literally... get the bus into town, you get off the bus and you just walk up the steps.
That's what I was thinking. Don't drink and drive, but you can certainly get the bus. I could get a number 7. It drops you right outside the door, pretty
absolutely,
much.
Yeah.
And when you come out again, even if you've only... I'm not saying... I'm not condoning massive drinking, but if you've had way too many to drive, which is basically one drink in my book, then the buses are right outside the door.
You can have as much as you can drink and we'll help you downstairs and get the bus.
Chauffeured home by the bus.
Indeed. Yeah. So what have you got coming up in the next little while then over there?
All sorts. Obviously, after the pandemic, we're kind of like just going full throttle now with shows and events. We've got stuff like The Beat in the summer.
Oh, right, okay, yes.
A band called Electric Six, which I'm sure many people remember.
Oh, yes, yeah.
So a few names like that. We've got a guy called Earl Slick, who used to play guitar for David Bowie back in the day. Gina Washington. We got some real sort of top UK tribute bands.
And these are all on the website, so just if you Google Strings.
If you go to stringsbarandvenue.com, and then all the events are listed there with all the tickets.
Is it, sorry to ask this question,
that's okay,
an expensive night out for tickets?
No, we try and keep tickets very sensible. Every every ticket is obviously priced depending on what the act is, and obviously what it cost us to put on. But yeah, we try and keep it sensible, and obviously the bar prices are fairly reasonable, so we, you know, we just want people to come out and have a great night.
So these acts you're getting on, do you chase after them to get them in, or do they come to you and say, we're on tour, have you got a space for us?
It's a combination. Okay. I mean, in the beginning it was, I used to spend hours and hours and hours chasing.
Agents?
Yeah, and obviously, you know, sometimes not even getting emails back because they're just... You know, who are you? But now it's now we get a lot of agents offering acts that are touring.
Right, that's good.
Which is great. That's good.
You need to get known, don't you?
As a venue, you've got to get established, and once people see the name several times on a tour, then you know they get to know. Yeah. And then I kind of just chase some of the names that I think would be great to have. Yeah. So,
Is there a limit on the size of band you can have in there? I was thinking Earth, Wind & Fire, about 300 members.
probably a tad much. We did have booked the Blockheads, which I think are an 8-piece. So that was probably the limit.
A bit tight.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that one didn't go ahead due to coronavirus and a couple of the members not being very well. But hopefully we can rebook that one day.
So you survived the lockdown okay.
We were okay. It was long.
Boring.
I wouldn't say boring. I mean, to be honest, I had probably 100 shows to try and reschedule, some of them.
Oh, I don't envy you that.
Four or five times over. Yeah. So,
to be honest, hard work, isn't it?
Yeah, I just kind of got my head down and carried on working. So,
logistics, isn't it? Here and there and that, and no, you can't do that because of them. And
I think a lot of it was just so unknown. You kind of reschedule a gig for 6 months later, but then actually not knowing whether it was going to happen or not. No. So, but you know, we're here now, and hopefully we're on the on the better side.
Excellent.
Absolutely.
Well, the reason I'd like you to come in, if you wanted to, say once a month, once every couple of months, whatever suits you.
Absolutely.
And give us a rundown of what you've got coming up.
Yeah, love to.
A good plug. Get some more people in through the door.
Always
and
good.
And always obviously put it out there so that people say, do you need a venue for your own band, for your wedding, for your party? Strings is there for you.
Absolutely.
And you're open any day that people need you open?
Generally we open Wednesday through to Saturday. So certainly four nights, sometimes five. If something else, you know, if there was a band on tour that we could only get on a Tuesday, say, then we'd open then as well.
And we've got our own
variety show.
Family variety show coming up at Strings,
10th
of September. More details about that. We've got a couple of acts confirmed.
We've got four acts confirmed.
But we will keep you...
And an MC.
And we've got an MC. We'll keep you on the hooks of Tenter for that one for the minute.
Can't wait.
We'll tell you in a minute.
It'll be good to know.
And we've got a producer.
And we've got a producer as well. So we're pretty much set. We held a couple of these... the first one we held was at the Riverside Centre, or both of them, and that, the first one went really well. The second one was just on the verge of lockdown, and it was kind of, people were a bit reluctant to go out. So it went ahead.
Couldn't really blame them.
No, it went ahead, but it was okay, but it wasn't great, let's put it that way. But the people, a couple of the acts didn't turn up either, so people filled in like troopers. But anyway, we've got that coming up. But how do people get hold of you to book or to look at what's going on? Is it through the website?
Best thing to do is go to the website, stringsbrownvenue.com. There's a link on there to send a direct email or give us a call, if that's easier. It's not too difficult to get in touch.
Excellent. And we'll send us some more of your music and we'll put it on our system.
Yes. Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'll dig it out of the archives.
And what sort of music do you play? Do you prefer to play?
The stuff that I've always written has been very kind of acoustic, roots-based, kind of influenced by maybe some of the kind of Americana stuff. Tom Petty, Bruce Springsteen.
Okay.
That kind of
right. Oh, good. Yeah. Excellent. Well,
but we need to play it.
We need to play it.
I'll send you, some stuff. Air.
If we ain't got it, we can't.
That's the laws of physics as applied to Vectis Radio.
No problem.
Oh, thank you for coming in.
No problem. Thanks for having me. Yeah.
We'll sort out another date for you coming in the next little while.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing@vectisradio.fm.